أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا أيها الإخوة الكرام والأخوات الفضليات، أحييكم جميعا بتحية الإسلام، تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته.
I take refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the accursed shaitan, and I begin in the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful, and I invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioning and reminding myself and you that he and those who follow him are honorable, are graced in this dunya and the akhirah. And I begin by taking this as a moment to say to all of you, my brothers, my dear brothers, and my dear sisters in Islam, a greeting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the peace and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Muhaddithukum Umar ibn Abdul Aziz al Qurashi, أستاذ بجامعة الأزهر، تخصص في عقيدة مقارنة أديان ومذاهب، والدعوة هي التخصص العام، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي من نعمته تتم الصالحات. لأول مرة أزور كندا، وحين زرت كندا نزلت في مونتريال أولا، ثم جئت إلى تورنتو وزرت وينزور، ولأول مرة آتي إلى مسجد إثنى داعية.
The person speaking to you today is Umar ibn Abdul Aziz al-Qurashi, a professor at Al-Azhar University, who specializes in the matters of theology, creed, and comparative schools of jurisprudence, again in Al-Azhar University. Very happy to be here, to be speaking with all of you here tonight. It is my first time, his first time, in Canada, mashallah, and he had the opportunity to visit Montreal, visit Windsor, and now, mashallah, tabarakallah, he's happy to be here, and this is the first time that he's here at Isna, Canada.
والحمد لله وجدتوني حفظت الاسم بسرعة لأنه إسنا اسم بلد جنب بلدنا زي ما هو بلد جنب بلدي فتلاقي أسيوط سوهاج إسنا قنا أسوان فإسنا عندنا برضو مش فإسنا يعني فإسنا لا إسنا.
So he says I have it was easy for me to memorize the name Isna because one of the cities that he's encountered in Egypt, and he's made a joke about the fact that he's from Sohaj, from Asyut, which are neighboring cities in Egypt. So he's saying Isna, Asyut, Sohaj, all of those are, you know, cities, but Isna is definitely not Egypt. And he's saying it's easy for me to remember, and he's happy to be here, mashallah.
وأنا راجع من المؤتمر السنوي هذا المعمول في وسط البلد يسموها تاون داوي أو حاجة كده، فأنا جيت على هذا المسجد صليت وفرحت بهذا المسجد، ووجدتني أخ لي كل يوم عنده الجروب بتاع الجنائز واللي تعالى شك في جنازة، فجيت صليت ثلاث مرات على الجنازة في صلاة الظهر.
ما شاء الله. Because he was here at the convention in downtown, the MAC convention. And from there, mashallah, subhanallah, he was invited to visit Isna, and he's come, and he's very happy to be here. Somehow he was able to meet one of the brothers who's in charge of the janazah team, and somehow he found himself in the janazah group, so every day he's being called to come and pray janazah. He's prayed three janazahs already at the masjid, mashallah, subhanallah. And again, he's very happy to be here at the masjid.
التقيت بالدكتور الإدريسي وبدكتور آخر وبعدين اللي شوف يا شيخ سبحان الله كنا كل أسبوعين ربنا يمن علينا بأجازة دلوقتي كل يوم والتاني في جنازة واثنين وثلاثة
ما شاء الله. He said I met Sheikh Abdullah Idris and a few other respected colleagues in the community. Before we used to have, mashallah, every couple of weeks we used to have أجازة which means a break, and now every day we have جنازة which means funeral, mashallah.
وما شاء الله رأيت إنه الناس في صلاة الجنازة جمعة ما هو جمعه شيء طبيعي، يعني المسجد ممتلئ بالذات لما كانوا ثلاث جنازات مع بعض. أنا يعني خير النهارده إيه طلع النهارده مثلا لحد الاثنين، لكن المهم يعني فكان المسجد كالجمعة. فقلت ليت الناس دائما وأبدا يتذكرون الجماعة كما تذكرونها عند الموت.
ما شاء الله. As he came here and he was quite impressed with the number of people that came out to pray one of the janazas where there were three bodies that were being prepared and being prayed upon. And he was amazed by the turnout. It was quite a large congregation to the point where he began to wonder if it was Jum'ah. He thought it was a large congregation. And he thought to himself, I wish that people, subhanAllah, would come and pray the Jama'ah as much as they do come out when it's time for janazah, when it's time for somebody to be prayed upon.
ولهذا لما سئلت من قبل الشيخ محمد ايه الموضوع خليه عن الدار الاخره ان شاء الله، حاجه كده تكون يعني من الرقائق، وهو هيبقى درس مستقل وفي نفس الوقت منتمي لسلسله انا ماشي فيها من ساعه ما قدمت الى تورنتو. فهو يعني مستقل وفي معنى الانتماء زي دولنا العربيه كده.
So he says that when he was asked about the topic, what to speak about tonight, that is what prompted him to speak about the hereafter, the fact that he came and he witnessed the janazas and he was here with the community. And so today will be an independent lecture, an independent reminder that is aimed, inshallah, at cultivating the heart. And it is going to be also somewhat building onto what has been discussed since his arrival to Toronto, which is a series that he delivers at one of the other masajid here locally.
اليوم الآخر، ما اليوم الآخر؟ هو آخر يوم من أيام الدنيا، أو الدنيا هي اليوم الأول والآخرة هي اليوم الآخر.
What is the last day? The last day meaning this will be the last day of this world and also the final day which is the day of eternity.
هذا اليوم الآخر نحن لا نعلم متى يكون، لكن اقترب. قال الله قبل 1400 سنة اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر، وقال اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. لكن أقرب منه يومنا نحن، يوم الآخر حقنا، أو يوم القيامة بالنسبة لنا كما ورد في الأثر من مات قامت قيامته.
The day, the final day is a reality. It's something that none of us will know about exactly when it will be. But we know based on the ayat in the Quran, اقْتَرَبَ الْإِسْتَاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ, the hour has come, the day has come near, has drawn near, and also اقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ, the day of accountability has come near. So it is closer than we think, but none of us will know exactly when it will be. But what's closer than that day is the day that we leave this world, because the Prophet Muhammad taught us, whoever has left this world, whoever has died, who has ever approached death, then indeed his resurrection, her resurrection has begun. So meaning the day that is even more important is the day that we leave this world, because that is when our own journey to the hereafter begins.
وقول ربنا عز وجل في أول آية من سورة الأنبياء اقترب للناس حسابهم هي أقرب إلينا من قوله تعالى اقتربت الساعة. وكما قال اقتربت الساعة في أول آية من سورة القمر، قال في أول آية من سورة النحل أتى أمر الله يقينا، فهو غير مشكوك فيه، أتى أمر الله في علم الله. طيب وبالنسبة لنا مستقبل فلا تستعجلوه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون.
الله سبحانه وتعالى mentions in those two ayat that we cited. One is اقتربت الساعة, the hour has come near, and one اقترب للناس حسابهم, the individual accountability has begun. So the individual accountability is nearer than the final day. But what is sure, what is absolutely a reality, is what Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Nahl, أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوهُ. The matter, the decree of Allah has come. It's already as if it's happened. In Arabic, when you say something in the past that's to be expected in the future, is to affirm that indeed it's as if it's already happened. So it's a matter of time. فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوهُ. Don't hasten. It is a reality that will happen.
وحين قال ربنا عز وجل اقترب للناس حسابهم وسأعود إليها بين حقيقة الحقائق ثم حكى واقع الناس وهم في غفلة. وأي غفلة؟ وهم في غفلة معرضون معرضون عن دين الله أو عن منهج الله أو عن كتاب الله ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى قال ربي لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك الجزاء من جنس العمل قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون دبر آذانهم مثل يشغل القرآن في البيت وهو ما في ولا سامع القرآن هو مركز مع الموقع ومركز مع التليفون ومركز مع الباب ومركز مع اللب السوداني إنما القرآن هو يعني حاجة شغالة في البيت بركة ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم أربعة أمراض نسأل الله العفو والعافية الغفلة الإعراض اللهو لاهية قلوب قبله وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوهم يلعبون يبقى اللعب لاهية قلوبهم له لعبوا له وغفلة وإعراض لعبوا له غفلة وإعراض كل واحد فينا يراجع نفسه هيلاقي في غفلة وفي لعب وفي له وفي إعراض نسأل الله العفو والعافية ولكن بنسب برضه
The hour has come, the accountability has come, but people are in a state of distraction, they're in a state of heedlessness. Their hearts are distracted. And he mentions in the Quran that most of those people, subhanAllah, yes, the reality is coming, but most of us are engaging in all kinds of distractions to distract us away from that reality. So he mentions four states. He mentions that some of us are in a state of ghafla, which is, you know, being completely heedless, we don't remember. Some of us are in a state of la'ab, where we're just distracting ourselves with play and enjoyment, so that we don't have to deal with the reality. And some of us, we know it, but we turn away from it. And some of us, we engage in any kind of entertainment, yani lahu, any kind of fun, any kind of distractive coping mechanism to not deal with the reality. And he said that some of us, yes, we may be aware of it, but it's like somebody who has the Quran playing in the bath, and they're running around, they're doing their chores, they're having all kinds of other things that are happening while the Quran is being recited. So yes, the Quran is being recited, it's a reality that is there, but you haven't given your full attention to it. So this lack of attention, subhanAllah, is something that we need to be cautious of. And then he mentions that i'rad, when you turn away from that reality, he cited the ayah, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمًى. The one who turns away from my reminder, that person, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn away from them, and that person will be given a difficult life to live in this dunya. And then that person will ask, رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Why is it that I have been resurrected as blind when I used to see in this world? Allah will say, أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَ وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. My signs have come to you and you forgot them, so on this day you will be forgotten.
إن كانت هذه الأمراض منتشرة في كل الدنيا فهي في المجتمعات الغربية أكثر انتشارا لقول الله عز وجل يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون.
If this is the case in the reality in places all over the world, it's a global reality that we're in the state of heedlessness. It's even more specifically visible and prevalent in this part of the world because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون. They know a lot about what's manifest from this world, meaning the material, we're very materialistic, we're very capable of grasping physical realities, but this part of the world specifically is very much in denial and distant from matters of the akhirah, matters of the unseen.
وهذا يجعل المسؤولية تكبر وتعظم تجاه أنفسنا وتجاه أسرنا تجاه أولادنا تجاه بناتنا يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة ونقيهم نار الدنيا بما فيها من فتن قبل نار الآخرة نسأل الله العافية.
Which is why it becomes incumbent upon us and a great responsibility upon each and every one of us to make sure that we educate ourselves and then our children, as Allah mentions, قُوْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Protect yourselves first and then your children and your families from the flame. And he says the flame of the dunya is much more immediate than the flame of the akhirah, because in the dunya there are fitan, all kinds of tribulations and tests, and if we're not prepared for those, we're not going to be able to endure what's to come in the akhirah.
اقترب للناس حسابهم في الدنيا في حساب وهو النذر التي يرسلها الله عز وجل على البلاد والعباد من هذه النذر الزلازل آخرها زلزال المغرب أمس انذار من النذر جاء في مراكش حيث سألت أهل المغرب قالوا مراكش عندنا لا تدري ما فيها من الفساد فكان الزلزال من قبل الزلزال في زلزال تركيا في منطقة حدودية جنوب تركيا بينها وبين سوريا حيث تكثر النصيرية هناك الفيضانات هناك الغابات التي تحترق هناك الإعصار الذي فيه نار الذي دمر هاواي وإلى آخره يعني النذر تترى فهذا من الحساب الذي يقع في الدنيا قبل حساب الآخرة إذن اقترب للناس حسابهم.
There are two types of accountabilities or two types of punishments that can happen or two kinds of shakings that can happen. One, of course, is in this dunya before the akhirah. And that comes in the form of catastrophes, what we call natural disasters, earthquakes. You look around you and more recently what's happened in Morocco, in Marrakesh, you ask people there and they will tell you, this is the place, yes, it's not unexpected because there was a lot of corruption here. You look at the forest fires, you look at the flooding, you look at what's happening within the seas. There are all these natural disasters that should get us to think about how immediate this punishment is in this world and how close the accountability or the hereafter or the day of judgment has drawn near.
أما الحساب الثاني فعندما يموت الإنسان عندما يموت الإنسان هذا الإنسان إما أنه رجل صالح أو رجل ظالم أو رجل كافر فإن كان صالحا فحسابه يسير وتتنزل عليه الملائكة وتبشره كما قال الله عز وجل إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم اللهم اجعلنا منهم اللهم اجعلنا منهم اللهم اجعلنا منهم ومع هذه البشارة يكون التثبيت من الله عز وجل عند الموت فيخرج من الدنيا على لا إله إلا الله ومن يخرج من الدنيا على لا إله إلا الله من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا هذه وفي الآخرة ستأتي رقم ثلاثة.
And so the second punishment or the second level of accountability is what happens when we personally leave this dunya. So you have the natural accountabilities or natural punishments that happen in this world, and then you have what happens when it's time for us to leave this world. And when it's time for us to leave this world, you have three categories of people. You have the righteous, the salih, you have the zalim, who's oppressive to himself or herself or to others, and then you have the kafir who is in complete denial, in complete disbelief. And as for the salih, when it's time for them, the righteous person, to leave this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends all kinds of assurance, as He mentions in Surah Fussilat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Those that believe in Allah, they say our Lord is one, Allah, and then they live upon istiqamah, they live upon steadfastness, they believe and then they live upon that belief. the angel will descend upon that person and they will say, don't be sad, don't be scared, don't fear what's left, don't be worried about what's left behind, there will also be left behind. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ and have some good news, الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ Jannah that is being promised to you. We are, نَحْنَ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ we will be your allies in this dunya and in the akhirah. And in Jannah you will find whatever it is that you desire, and you will find whatever you've been promised. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course in these ayat, the point of the reference of these ayat is that the angels will give assurance to the believer and allow the believer to be in a state of comfort and calm. And then of course the angels themselves will actually encourage the person when they're dying, leaving this dunya, to say La ilaha illallah, because they lived upon it, the angels will aid that person in dying upon it. And the Prophet ﷺ mentions, مَنْ كَانَ آخِرُ كَلَامِهِ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ Whoever has the final words that they say in this world to be La ilaha illallah, there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah, that person shall enter Jannah. So that's the first category, the category of the Salihin. And remember, there's going to be a third punishment, which is the punishment in the Akhirah itself. So there's the punishment that happens in the dunya, there's the punishment that happens in the transition, then there's the punishment in the Akhirah.
وأما الظالم والظالم ينقسم إلى قسمين ظالم لنفسه بتقصيره في الطاعات وارتكابه للمعاصي والسيئات أو ظالم لغيره كالذين يظلمون الناس بغير الحق ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق فهؤلاء عند موتهم كما حكى القرآن ولو ترى إذ الظالمون ولو ترى إذ الظالمون في سكرات ولو ترى إذ الظالمون في غمرات الموت والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تستكبرون بما كنتم تقولون على الله غير الحق وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون ولقد جئتمونا فرادا ولا حشود ولا جنود ولا أي حاجة ولقد جئتمونا فرادا كما خلقناكم أول مرة وتركتم ما خولناكم وراء ظهوركم وما نرى معكم شفعاءكم الذين زعمتم أنهم فيكم أو شركاء لقد تقطع بينكم وضل عنكم ما كنتم تزعمون.
And as the second category, the second category of the people that are oppressive, the ظالم, those can be divided further into two subcategories. The first category of oppression is the one who's oppressing himself or herself by denying themselves the potential of growth by disconnecting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second category of oppression is the person who oppresses others. So you have two kinds of oppression, self-oppression, and then oppression that is directed towards others. As for the person who is oppressing herself or himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about them, the day that you will see those who are oppressing themselves, the angels will come to them, and the angels will not be kind to them. The angels will say, "Akhriju anfusakum," why don't you pull out your own soul? You do it yourself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, in these ayat, talks about the fact that these people will not be given an easy treatment or an easy way out because of their denial, because of their arrogance, because of the fact that they used to say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which was not true. And because of that, Allah mentions to them that you will come on this day leaving everything behind, leaving everything that you've had in this dunya behind, and you come now alone on your own. And nobody that you basically built allies with or had thought would serve as an intercessor will be of aid to you because of that self-oppression.
النوع الثاني من القسم الثاني الكافر. هما قسمان أهل الإيمان القسم الأول قسم الثاني الظالم والكافر. يقول الله عز وجل في شأن الكافر عند موته ولو ترى إذ يتوفى الذين كفروا الملائكة يضربون وجوههم وأدبارهم وذوقوا عذاب الحريق ذلك بما قدمت أيديكم وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد ولو ترى إذ ترى أو قدر لك أن ترى إذ يتوفى الذين كفروا الملائكة أي الملائكة يتوفون الذين كفروا على أي حالة وعلى أي هيئة إذ يتوفى الذين كفروا الملائكة يضربون وجوههم وأدبارهم وجوههم وأدبارهم حد شاف حمار في مطلع وشايل شيلة تقيلة وصاحبه ما عندهوش في قلبه رحمة واخده من قدامه من ورا هكذا يضربون وجوههم وأدبارهم وذوقوا عذاب الحريق.
The third category, the category of disbelief. These are the people that disbelieve completely. So you have the righteous, you have the oppressive individuals, and then you have those who did not believe at all. As for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, if only you could see on the day where the angels will extract the souls of the disbelievers, يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَمْ وَأَدْدَارَهُمْ They strike them on their faces, they strike them in this part of their body, and they strike them on their backs. ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ This is because of what you have done to yourselves. You've done this to yourselves. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظُلَّامِ الْعَبِيدِ And Allah is not oppressive towards His servant. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here makes it clear that the people who are in a state of disbelief, they will be given an even more harsh treatment from the angels. And the shaykh trying to keep the mood a little bit light, he says if you've ever seen, yani, for the Egyptians where he's from, when a donkey is being mistreated by yani, one of its owners in a situation where you're going uphill with a big burden, and so the person will basically beat the donkey yani, behind and front and really exert a lot of pressure to keep the donkey going uphill. So this is again a bit of a parallel image to what could be happening to us, unfortunately, or those who are disbelievers. May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbi Ameen, from disbelief.
As-salamu al-afiyah, wa hadha huwa al-hisabu al-thani, iqtaraba lil-nas hisabuhum. Amma al-thalithu, fahuwa ba'da mawtihi, ba'da dafnihi, yadkhulu qabrahu. أول شيء في القبر ضمة القبر المؤمن يضمه القبر ولكن كضمة الأم الحنون لولدها أما غير المؤمن الفاسق العاصي الفاجر الكافر فإن القبر يضمه ضمة تختلف فيها أضلاعه نسأل الله العافية ثم يأتيه الملكان فيسألانه ثلاثة أسئلة على الجملة هذا هو السؤال الثالث أو الحساب الثالث يسأل من ربك وما دينك ومن نبيك أما المؤمن فيثبته الله يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة أريد بالآخرة أول منزل من منازل الآخرة وهو القبر فحينما يسألانه أي الملكان واسمهما منكر ونكير يقولان له من ربك قل ربي الله يقولان له وما دينك فيقول ديني الإسلام فيقولان له ومن نبيك فيقول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وما علمك فقل جاء بالقرآن فآمنا به وصدقنا
As for the third level or the third transition this transition would be or the third type of punishment would be in the grave and it begins immediately with the way that the grave would encompass you and engulf you so the believer would be encompassed and engulfed by the grave in the way that a mother gives a hug to her child. So it's a comforting embrace and a warm embrace. But the person who is a disbeliever or a person who is oppressive, the grave would give them a form of encompassing that makes their ribs go in different directions. It would basically crush their ribs. And then of course for the believer, they're made to sit straight and they're asked by the two angels who come, Munkar and Nakir, and they ask them three questions. Who is your Lord? What is your religion, your way of life? And who's your prophet? And the angels of course will give that glad tidings and that stability and that affirmation to the believer, and the believer will be able to answer with ease and with calm. The believer will say, my Lord is Allah, my faith is Islam, and my prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the angel will ask, and what did Muhammad bring? What did he bring to you? And then the believer will say with confidence, he brought the Quran, and we believed in it, and we implemented it, and we lived upon it.
وَأَمَّا الصِّنْفُ الثَّانِي الْفَاكِرُ الظَّالِمُ الْفَاسِقُ الْكَافِرُ فهذا الذي إذا سُئل لا يستطيع جوابا على الرغم من أن أسئلة الامتحان مسربة والإجابة عليها من ناحية الحفظ سهلة. أي واحد يستطيع أن يقول ربي الله وديني الإسلام ونبي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ وربما هذا الفاسق أو هذا الظالم يقول إيه يعني لما يسألون الملك منها جاوب إن شاء الله، هي غلبة لما من ربك ربي الله، ما دينك دين الإسلام، من نبيك نبي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. لا ده سهل إن شاء الله، ما تعرفش الهم، ده الأسئلة مسربة والدنيا حلوة، وبعدين ده كلهم ما تمرش سطر يعني مش صفحة والحال، فده يبقى رايح كده فاهم إنه الدنيا حلوة. وبعدين الملكان يسألانه من ربك؟ ها ها لا أدري. من نبيك؟ ها ها حب يسافر يا جدعان؟ ها ها لا أدري. ما دينك؟
And as for the oppressive individual, the person who is fajr or zalim or kafir, the unbeliever, the disbeliever, or the person who committed transgression and oppression, that individual, when it's time for them to be asked these questions, of course, even though the answer he has already been provided to us, the Prophet Muhammad told us that these are the questions that will be asked, these are how they're going to be asked. Even though we know about this, some of us, we can take it for granted and we say, I already have the answer. It's just three questions. I mean, what kind of test is this? This should be easy. This should be made fairly easy. But the reality is, and again, I'm just adding on to what the Shaykh mentioned is here, some of the ulama say it's as if your lips will be sealed and shut. So imagine trying to speak, but your lips are shut. They're not listening. You can't control them. So you struggle to voice those questions, or you struggle to voice those answers. And again, another opinion is, subhanAllah, you will be in a state of complete shock, in a state of being completely overwhelmed by the angels and by the presence in the moment, that you will forget all of these questions and you will not be able to answer them. So as you're being asked, who's your Lord, as the Shaykh demonstrated, you're going to say, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. What's your religion? I don't know the answer to that question. And as you're being shaken to answer that question, you're in a state of complete confusion, a state of being overwhelmed, to a point where you continuously repeat, I don't know, looking around you for support, but again, being overwhelmed by the moment. May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbi Ameen.
أَمَّا الَّذِي أَجَابْ فَيُنَادَى مِنْ قِبَلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ صَدَقَ عَبْدِي فَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ فَيَأْتِيهِ مِنْ رِيحِهَا وَرُوحِهَا مَا شَاءَ ثم يفتح له في قبره مد بصره ثم يأتيه ملك في صورة رجل حسن الوجه حسن الثياب طيب الرائحة يقول أبشر بالذي يسرك فهذا يومك الذي كنت توعد. يقول له من أنت؟ فوجهك الوجه الذي يجيء بالخير. يقول أنا عملك الصالح. يقول ربي أقم الساعة، ربي أقم الساعة حتى أرجع إلى أهلي ومالي، القبر كده ومالي إن شاء الله الجنة يكون شكلها إيه. يا ربي أقم الساعة والتقي بأهلي وحبايبي وما بقاش لوحدي. أي نعم القبر روضة من رياض الجنة، بس من غير الأهل والأحبة ربي أقم الساعة حتى أرجع إلى أهلي ومالي.
As for the righteous, when they answer this question, my Lord is Allah, my faith is Islam, my Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an announcement will be made in the heavens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my servant has spoken the truth, my servant has spoken the truth. And then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the angels, subhanAllah, and the angels will allow this person to be given from the flow of Jannah, to be given from the comfortable garments of Jannah, from the floor of Jannah, from the silk of Jannah. And then that person will be given the opportunity to peek a door, a gateway, a portal will open towards Jannah, and they will be able to see a glimpse into Jannah that will completely, subhanAllah, override pain and override any difficulty or any calamities. And then they will see the beauty of Jannah and they will be very happy. And then suddenly a man will appear in beautiful garments, smelling like musk, dressed very well, looking very good. And then that person, subhanAllah, will even make more space in the grave for this person. And then the man or the woman who's in the grave will be asking the angels, who is this being? Who is this beautiful being? Because it seems like they come with good news, a good omen. And they will be told, this is your good action. This is the good that you've left in this dunya. It has now, subhanAllah, come in the form of a being that is there to keep you company and to make it easy for you. And then that person who's in the grave will say, Ya Allah, allow the hour to come now. Allow the day of resurrection to happen now, because if this is the beauty of the grave and Allah has made it this easy, imagine what is waiting in Jannah. And the Shaykh asked, even though the grave can be a portion of Jannah for some people, even though it can be comfortable and vast and beautiful and a great experience, it is still not the best experience because you don't have your loved ones with you. You don't have your children with you, you don't have your spouse with you. So you're excited, you're happy, but you're waiting for the day of judgment to happen because you're waiting to be united with your loved ones and with your family members.
وَأَمَّا الصِّنْفُ الثَّانِي هَذَا الْعَاصِي أَوْ الظَّالِمِ أَوْ الْفَاجِرِ أَوْ الْكَافِرِ حِينَ سُئِلْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ إِجَابَةً وَقَالَ هَا هَا لَا أَدْرِي يَقُولُ اللَّهُ كَذَبَ عَبْدِي فألبسوه من النار وأفرشوه من النار وافتحوا له بابا إلى النار فيأتيه من حرها وسمومها ثم يضيق عليه في قبره حتى تختلف أضلاعه ثم يأتيه رجل قبيح الوجه قبيح الثياب خبيث الرائحة يقول أبشر بالذي يتوب فهذا يومك الذي كنت توعد يقول له من أنت فوجهك الوجه الذي يجيء بالشر يقول أنا عملك السيء أنا عملك السيء فيقول ربي لا تقم الساعة فيقول ربي لا تقم الساعة ولسان حاله إن كان القبر هكذا وقد تحول إلى حفرة من حفر النار فكيف بالنار نفسها نسأل الله العفو والعافية.
As for the transgressor, when that person is asked these questions and then they're overwhelmed and they say, I don't know the answer, I don't know the answer, I don't know the answer. An announcement will be made in the heavens, my servant has lied, my servant has misspoken. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the angels to make the grave even tighter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command for that floor, the flooring of the grave to be a portion of Jahannam, and the clothing of that person, the shroud of that person to be made as a cloth or silk of Jahannam. And that person will be engulfed, subhanAllah, to a point where again they're crushed and their ribs again they become deranged. And then a person will come in the grave in the form of a human being, an embodiment, and that person will not look the most not the best appearance, will look very, very ugly, hideous, to the point where this person will look away and they will ask, who is this person that smells foul, that looks foul, that does not bring good news? The response will come, this is the bad action, this is your work, this is your work, and it's been now made an embodiment in this being that will be with you here. And so the person will make dua, Ya Allah, don't allow the hour to strike, don't allow the hereafter to begin, because if this is how bad it is in this part of the world, in this grave, how much more is there to come in hell? May Allah protect us from Jahannam, Ya Rabbi Ameen.
هذا اليوم الآخر بالنسبة لأحدنا، هذه قيامتنا، من مات قامت قيامته، والموت علينا حق جميعا لا استثناء فيه لأحد، كل نفس ذائقة الموت، كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام، كل شيء هالك إلا وجهك. كل آيات الموت جاءت بكل موجبة عامة شاملة لا يستثنى منها أحد.
This is the individual accountability, the individual resurrection. As mentioned, the Prophet Muhammad SAW says, whoever dies, their resurrection begins, their accountability begins, their journey to the hereafter begins. And so, this is how, again, all of us are going to leave this world and transition into the hereafter. And the reality is, by the consensus and the totality of the ayat in the Quran, everything that's in this world will perish. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهًا. Everything will perish, and every being entity will meet its demise, except your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So without exception, without doubt, unequivocally, all of us will experience this reality.
هذا الموت قريب منا لا ندري متى يأتي، كما لا ندري متى تكون الساعة، لا ندري متى يأتي الموت. أحيانا الشيء بيكون مقدمة، يكون إنذارا، لكن ليس قانونا عاما. المرض يكون إنذارا وليس قانونا عاما، إلى غير ذلك. لكن كما قيل، من لم يمت بالسيف مات بغيره. تعددت الأسباب والموت واحد، ولذلك الموت لا يفرق بين كبير وصغير، ولا صحيح ولا سقيم، ولا بين غني أو فقير، ولا بين رجل أو امرأة. متى حان الأجل فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. والساعة هنا ليست 60 دقيقة، إنما هو النفس يخرج فلا يدخل.
This is again the reality which happens to all of us. Death is a reality. It's called the yaqeen, the certainty in the Quran, because none of us escape it. And there could be warning signs that are given to some, but it's not a general rule. Sometimes it's the graying of the hair. Sometimes it's a sickness or a pain or an ache in your back. But the reality is death knows no age, and it does not sound an alarm when it comes every time. There's no way to predict that it's going to happen. It can happen to the young among us, it can happen to the old among us, it can happen to children amongst us, men, women at different ages, different places, different times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear in the Quran that when the hour strikes, لا يستقدمون ساعة ولا يستأخرون, they're not going to be made to wait an extra ساعة. A ساعة here means the gasp of an air. You're not going to be given an extra breath. And not a breath that is yours will be taken away. That everything has its time, and there's no way escaping it. And the Shaykh mentions that one of the Arab poets used to say that whoever does not die by the sword may die through something else. تعددت الأسباب والموت واحد. That there are many causes, but death is one. Maybe some people think that the only way to die is if you're actually out to war, or something bad happens, but the reality is there are many ways to die, but death is one.
الموت كأس وكل الناس شاربه، والقبر دار وكل الناس داخله.
Death is a drink and everyone shall taste it, and the grave is a home and everyone shall enter it.
لا دار للمرء يسكنها إلا التي كان قبل الموت يبنيها، فإن بناها بخير طاب مسكنه، وإن بناها بشر خاب بنيها.
There's no place to live after death except the place that you built while alive. If you built it well, it will be a beautiful place to live in, and if you did not build it well, it will be a terrible place to reside in.
هي الدنيا تقول بملء فيها حذاري حذاري من بطشي وفتكي، لا يغرركم مني ابتسام فإن قولي مضحك والفعل مبكي.
It is this dunya that keeps crying out day in, day out. Be careful and don't be deluded by my smiles, because I may say good and distracting beautiful things, but the reality is my action is clear and end, the end is near.
تزود من التقوى فإنك لا تدري إذا جن ليل هل تعيش إلى الفجر.
Increase your taqwa, because you don't know when the night comes if you live to see the day tomorrow.
فكم من سليم مات من غير علة وكم من سقيم عاش حينا من الدهر.
How many healthy individuals died without apparent cause, and how many people were given a death time, a time of death, but lived way past it.
وكم من عروس زينوها لزوجها وقد نسجت أكفانهم ليلة القدر.
How many brides were prepared and beautified for their husbands only to spend that same night wearing the shrouds that were prepared just a bit earlier.
وكم من فتى يمسي ويصبح لاهيا وقد نسجت أكفانه وهو لا يدري.
And how many young men wake up and go to sleep entertaining themselves only to meet the kafan, only to meet their shroud that was also prepared in ways that they were not able to imagine.
فالأمر يحتاج منا أن نكون على أهبة الاستعداد للقيامة الصغرى بالموت أو القيامة الكبرى وقد داهمتنا أيامها.
So in reality we have to be aware and on guard when it comes to this, because the minor death, meaning the death of the individual, comes, and the minor accountability comes, and so will the major accountability, the day of resurrection.
بادروا بالأعمال.
Rush to doing good.
سبعا.
Seven categories.
هل تنتظرون إلا غنى مطغيا.
Are you waiting for wealth that causes you to transgress?
أو فقرا منسيا.
Or poverty that makes you forget.
أو هرما مفندا.
Or old age that makes you frail.
أو مرضا مقعدا.
Or a kind of ailment and sickness that forces you to sit down.
أو الموت.
Or death itself.
أو الموت أو الموت فشر غائب ينتظر. لا أو الموت أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر.
Or are you waiting for the Dajjal, an absent person that is most
أو الساعة
that is least anticipated for, or are you waiting for the hour?
أو الساعة والساعة أدهى وأمر.
Or the hour itself, and the hour is even more overwhelming and more pressing.
مرة أخرى هل تنتظرون إلا سبعا غنى مطغيا.
Are you still waiting for seven to come and overwhelm you? One.
أو فقرا منسيا.
Sorry, Shaykh Al-Fatimus. Wealth that makes you transgress, or poverty that makes you forget.
أو فقر منسيا. أو مرضا مقعدا.
Or sickness that forced you to sit down.
أو هرما مفندا.
Or old age that makes you frail, that makes you forget.
أو موتا مجهدا.
Or death that prepares or that takes away your preparations.
أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر.
Or the Dajjal, which is a being that is least anticipated yet is most incumbent.
أو الساعة والساعة أدهى وأمر.
Or the hour itself, and the hour is more pressing and more near.
ومن القيامة الصغرى إلى القيامة الكبرى.
And from the minor qiyamah to the major qiyamah.
إنه اليوم الآخر.
The day, the hereafter, the last day.
بدأت مقدماته قبل 1450 سنة.
the signs have already become visible as early as 1400 years ago.
أولى علاماته قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثت أنا والساعة كهاتين.
The first sign, as the Prophet Muhammad says, I and the hour have been sent like this.
ثاني علاماته اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر.
The second sign Allah mentions Surah Al-Qamar, the hour has drawn near and the moon has split. So the splitting of the moon is also one of the signs of the nearing of the Day of Resurrection.
ثالث علاماته موت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The third sign is the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم himself.
ومضت العلامات تترى.
And many, many more signs have come, one after the other.
فيما يزيد على 110 علامة قد ظهرت.
More than 110 signs have already become visible and clear.
وبقي بضع علامات من العلامات الصغرى.
And only some minor signs are left to be seen.
منها.
Amongst them.
انحسار الفرات عن جبل من ذهب يقتتل الناس عنده فيقتل من كل 199.
A major conflict that will erupt around the Euphrates River that will result in the death. 99 people will die for every 100 that are there.
صواعق تقتل الناس بالجملة.
Loud sonic sound booms that will destroy people in large numbers.
قوم يختف بهم وآخرون يمسخون قردة وخنازير.
A group of people that will be swallowed by the earth and another group that will be made to turn into apes and swine.
وقوم يقذفون بالحجارة كما قذف قوم لوط إنهم اللوطيون المسمون بالشاذين جنسيا ثم تطورت التسمية إلى المثلية.
And another group that will be struck with stones, and the Shaykh adds that this could be those who engage in behavior similar to the people of Lut.
ومن المبشرات فتح روما من بعد فتح القسطنطينية.
And among the signs that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has foretold is that the Byzantine world would eventually become Muslim, and that the capital would eventually become under Muslim rule, Istanbul.
ومجيء المهدي الذي يؤمن به أهل السنة والجماعة يملأ الأرض قسطا وعدلا بعد أن ملئت ظلما وجورا وقد ملئت.
And the arrival of the Mahdi, as per the beliefs of the people of Sunnah and the consensus of the Sunnah al-Jama'ah, who believe that he will come at a time in which corruption has become so widespread, but he will refill the earth again with good and justice as it has been filled with corruption and wrong.
ويسترد المسجد الأقصى.
And the Masjid al-Aqsa will be brought back under the rule of the Muslims.
وفي عهده ملاحم وفتن.
And in that time there will be all kinds of tribulations and all kinds of conflict and war.
وفي زمانه تفتح رومية.
And Rumiyya will be brought under the Islamic
Rum al-Fatika.
The Vatican City will be brought under the Islamic rule again.
وفي أيامه ينتشر الإسلام في ربوع الأرض حتى ما يترك كوخا ولا خيمة إلا وقد دخلها الإسلام.
And in that time, it will be the case that every nation, every place on this earth will have those who practice Islam. Islam will be spreading everywhere.
ويظهر الله الإسلام على كل دين محققا وعده. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the promise that He's made in the Quran to be fulfilled. It is He who sent this prophet as a final messenger, and Allah will give this prophet victory and honor over all the others, and Islam will be given victory and honor over everything else.
تنتهي العلامات الصغرى علامات الساعة الصغرى لتبدأ الكبرى.
These are the minor signs that we're still yet to see, but they will end with the emergence of the major signs.
مبدوءة بخروج المسيح الدجال.
The first of which will be the arrival or the presence of the Masih al-Dajjal, the Antichrist.
وثانيها نزول عيسى ابن مريم.
And then the coming down of Isa, the ascension, or the descension of Isa, the son of Mary.
وثالثها خروج يأجوج ومأجوج.
And then the third will be the emergence of the two tribes, the Ajuj and Majuj.
ورابعها نزول دخان من السماء.
The fourth of which is the smoke that will overwhelm, coming from above.
وخامسها طلوع الشمس من مغربها.
And then the rise of the sun from its west, from where it sets.
وسادسها خروج الدابة على الناس ضحى.
The beast which comes in the afternoon, the midday.
وسابعها هدم الكعبة.
The seventh will be the striking or the destruction of the Kaaba.
وثامنها محو القرآن من الصدور والسطور.
The eighth, which will be the erasure of the Quran from hearts and from books, the Quran will disappear.
وتاسعها مجيء ريح طيبة تقبض أرواح المؤمنين كنفس واحدة.
The ninth will be the wind which will come with the good smell that will take all of the good hearts and the good believers away.
وعاشرها والحادية عشر والثانية عشر ثلاثة خسوف خسف بالمشرق وخسف بالمغرب وخسف بجزيرة العرب.
And then there will be three, the 10th, 11th and the 12th sign will be the three different eclipses which will destroy the east, the west and parts of the Arabian Peninsula.
وآخر العلامات نار تخرج من قعر عدن تسوق الناس إلى أرض المحشر.
And then the final sign will be a big flame that will erupt in Aden, in the area of Yemen, that will push people to the أرض المحشر, the place of gathering in the northern Levant.
هذه العلامات لو فصلنا القول فيها فكل علامة تحتاج إلى محاضرة أو أكثر.
These are the signs, and of course we can get into each and every one of them, and each would require a lecture of its own, if not more.
فَإِذَا جُمِعَ النَّاسُ فِي أَرْضِ الْمَحْشَرِ الدُّنْيَوِيِّ بِأَرْضِ الشَّامِ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ.
And then finally the people will be brought to the Levant of the Sham, the place called As-Sahirah, as mentioned in the Quran.
أَمَرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِسْرَافِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامَ أَنْ يَنْفُخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةَ الْفَزَعِ.
In that case, or in that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the angel Israfil to give that blow into the trumpet, which is the blow of destruction.
اقرأ في سورة النمل ويوم ينفخ في الصور ففزع من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله وكلنا توه داخرين.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, that when the trumpet will be blown, it will send a boom that will shake everything that's in this earth and in the heavens, everything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all will be brought to their end.
هذا الفزع يشمل كل الخلائق عدا عن الموتى فإنهم آمنون في قبورهم والشهداء أحياء عند ربهم.
This will apply to all the creation except those who already died and they're in their grave, where the martyrs, because they are alive with the Lord in ways that we cannot understand.
عندما ينفخ إسرافيل في الصور يختل الكون فماذا يحدث إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها.
When that final trumpet will be blown by Israfil, this is when the constants of the earth will be no more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, when the earth will shake its final shaking, and when the earth will begin to throw out the hidden contents, and then those who are in that space being resurrected will say, مَا لَهَا, what is going on? Why is this happening? In that day, on that day, the earth will begin to tell its own story, its own narrative, because Allah has commanded it to do so.
إنها القارعة القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش.
This is the قارعة, the قارعة, the hour that will strike, and when it does, it will be signaling the time for everybody to be in commotion, running around as if they are moths that have become widespread.
إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبسا.
This is mentioned at the beginning of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. The reality when it does strike, what will happen is as it strikes, all of the mountains, subhanAllah, will be made into mush, will be blown into little small particles. And again, all that is alive will be brought to destruction.
إذا السماء انشقت وأذنت لربها وحقت وإذا الأرض مدت وألقت ما فيها وتخلت وأذنت لربها وحقت.
When the earth itself will begin to split, and when the earth itself will be made, will be flattened, and when and then the earth itself will throw out all of its contents, there will be nothing left, so the earth will be made to be flattened and to be split.
إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت.
When the planets will fall out of their orbits, when the graves will be brought out and the people that are buried will be once again made alive.
إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت.
When the sun will be expanding out of its orbit, consuming everything else that is around it, and when the gases of the sun begin to be moving wide enough that they basically destroy everything around, and when the beasts will be resurrected with all other beings, and imagine the beast and the domesticated animals will be in the same setting, and everybody will be overwhelmed by the moment that the main question will be, what is going on, what is happening.
فإذا نفخ في الصور نفخة واحدة وحملت الأرض والجبال فدكتا دكة واحدة فيومئذ وقعت الواقعة وانشقت السماء فهي يومئذ واهية والملك على أرجائها ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانية.
So فإذا نفخ في الصور نفخة واحدة, when the trumpet will be blown one mighty blow, وحملت الأرض والجبال فدكتا دكة واحدة, and then the earth and the mountains will be carried into one and then hit all into one. فيومئذ وقعت الواقعة, on that day the hour would have happened. وانشقت السماء فهي يومئذ واهية, and the earth will be made to rupture, and on that day it will be very very frail. والملك على أرجائها, and the angels will be at the ends. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ, and that the throne of your Lord will be brought, the arsh of your Lord will be brought by eight angels on that day.
يَوْمَ تَكُونُ السَّمَاءُ كَالْمُهْرِ وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا.
When the heaven itself will collapse and be like mush, and the mountains themselves will collapse and be like cotton, and that day no loved one will ask about their fellow loved ones.
تمتد نفخة الفزع لتكون صعقا كما في سورة الزمر ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله.
That first blow would extend to a point now where it becomes zapping. All that which is in the earth and the heavens would be zapped except what Allah wills.
من شاء الله هم الملائكة يموتون بين النفختين.
Except the ones that Allah wills, this is referring to the angels, that would die not at that time, but would die in between the two nafkhas, in between the two blows.
وَبَيْنَ النَّفْخَتَيْنِ يَسْتَدْعِ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مَلَكَ الْمَوْتِ لِيَقُولَ لَهُ مَنْ بَقِيَ يَا مَلَكَ الْمَوْتِ.
And in between the two blows, Allah will call the angel of death and will ask the angel of death, who is left, O angel of death?
وَهُوَ أَعْلَمْ.
And Allah, of course, is well aware of the answer.
فيقول بقيت سبحانك وأنت الحي الذي لا يموت.
The angel of death will say, only you, Almighty, is left, and you are the eternal that does not.
وبقي جبريل وميكائيل
And the angel Gabriel, the angel Mikael are the ones that are left.
وحملة العرش.
And the ones carrying the عرش.
وأنا عبدك الماثل بين يديك.
And I am your slave who is here standing between your in your presence.
يقول الله ليموت جبريل وميكائيل.
Allah commands for the death to be touched or to touch Jibreel and Mikael.
ليموت حملة العرش.
The ones carrying the عرش also are commanded to die.
ويبقى العرش بلا حملة.
And then the throne or the عرش remains without anyone to carry.
فالله يحمله.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands for it to be carried.
بحوله وقوته.
Through His power and might.
ثم يقول الله لملك الموت من بقي يا ملك الموت يقول بقيت سبحانك أنت الحي الذي لا يموت وبقيت أنا عبدك الماثل بين يديك يقول أي ملك الموت إنما خلقت لما صنعت ولما رأيت فمت يا ملك الموت فيموت ملك الموت.
Then Allah will ask the angel of death who is left, and the angel of death will say, it is you, Ya Allah, the Almighty, and it is me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says to the angel of death, you have committed what you were created for, it is time for you to die. The angel of death will also then cease to exist.
ثم ينادي الله عز وجل في هذا العماء البهيم أين الملوك وأبناء الملوك.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls now out into this empty abyss, where are the kings, the children of the kings.
أين القياصرة؟
Where are the Caesars?
أين الأكاثرة؟
Where are the Sassanians?
أين الأباطرة؟
Where are the patriarchs?
أين من بنوا وشيدوا؟
Where are those who built and made strong their kingdoms?
أين من سكنوا وعمروا؟
Where are those who resided and dwelt?
لمن الملك اليوم؟
To whom does the kingdom belong to on this day?
ثلاثا لمن الملك اليوم لمن الملك اليوم.
Thrice it's repeated. To whom does this kingdom belong on this day?
ولا أحد يجيب فيجيب بنفسه على نفسه قائلا لله الواحد القهار.
No one is of course alive to respond, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds in a statement, in a self-declaration of power. It is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and the one who is all powerful.
ثم يخلق الله سماء جديدة وأرضا جديدة يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات أي غير السماوات.
Then Allah recreates, He creates a new heavens and new earth, as Allah mentions in the Quran, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرُ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. On the day that the earth will be replaced, and so will the heavens.
فَيَأْمُرُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ السَّمَاءَ الْجَدِيدَةَ أَن تُمْطِرَ مَاءً غَزِيرًا سَمِيكًا مِنْهُ تُخَلَّقُ الْأَجْسَادُ الَّتِي ذَابَتْ فِي عَالَمِ الْأَرْضِ.
Then Allah will command the new heaven to pour a new drop or new form of water that will allow the bodies and that which has died and disintegrated into the ground to be resurrected and to be reborn.
ثم يحيي الله عز وجل إسرافيل.
Then Allah will resurrect إسرافيل.
ويلقمه الصور.
هتأذن ولا تصلي ولا تشتروا. يعني ما وقت العشاء ممكن we can take a break ناخد بس إن شاء الله راحة لصلاة العشاء.
بتقول عليه. عاوزين نشط طبعا.
لا.
Inshallah, it should be just a few moments after Isha, since Isha has come in. So we'll do Inshallah, we'll pray Isha with your permission, Inshallah, and then we'll continue after Isha for a few moments, Inshallah. And then we'll just say, Allah, Salat al-Isha. We'll look at Inshallah, Allah, Salat al-Isha. Ba'din, Khalaf, Mubarak.
Hala,
Mubarak. Khalaf, Inshallah. Because I know we have people that are coming for Isha, Salat al-Isha.
كنت أخدم عند اللي هي النفقة الثانية يعني وبعدين أول شوية عناوين وأختم أكل خلاص حياكم الله.
الله أكبر الله الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله
استقيموا يرحمكم الله استووا تراصوا اعتدلوا
ومال خلي خلف الإمام إذا لم تكن الإمام يا
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه يسأل أيان يوم القيامة فإذا برق البصر وخسف القمر و
وجمع الشمس والقمر يقول الإنسان يومئذ أين المفر كلا لا وزر إلى ربك يومئذ المستقر ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيرة لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه ثم إن علينا بيانه كلا بل تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة كلا بل تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا إلى ربها ناظرة ووجوه يومئذ باسرة تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة كلا إذا بلغت التراقي وقيل من فلا صدق ولا صلى ولكن كذب وتولى ثم ذهب إلى أهله يتمطى أولى لك فأولى ثم أولى لك فأولى. أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى؟ ألم يك نطفة من مني يمنى؟ ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى. أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Requesting inshallah all the brothers please come on this side inshallah so we can continue with the night ta'ala the lecture barakallahu fi reminder.
في الاخر خليه
علي can you bring some warm water to the ship? It's a bit too cold. No, just a bit of warm. Not like
room temperature.
ما شاء الله حاضر
All right, inshallah, we're going to be starting, continuing, inshallah. It should be 15 minutes. The aim is 15 minutes, inshallah, and then we'll be finishing with the lazat. Requesting, inshallah, the sisters to please, if they're comfortable, to come forward, inshallah.
اللهم استعان. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. وآله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد فاستكمالا لما قد بدأنا حيث نتحدث عن اليوم الآخر في نقاط. وكلمة في نقاط يعني بالاختصار وليس بالشرح والتفصيل، فإن الحديث عن اليوم الآخر والدار الآخرة ورحلتنا إلى الآخرة شيء يطول شرحه. وقد فعلت قبل ذلك حين جعلته في نحو 50 محاضرة، لكني الآن أذكر تذكيرا وألخص تلخيصا فيما يتسع له المقام ويقتضيه الوقت. وصلنا عند النفخة الثانية.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, and we invoke the peace and the blessing from the Messenger of Allah. We are going to be continuing from where we left off, inshallah, with the third blow, or the second blow, inshallah. And it is just a reminder that we are going through these events, these episodes, inshallah, in point form. In point form, not meaning in elaboration and extensive, exhaustive detail, but rather looking at the full holistic picture. And the Shaykh has already produced a very exhaustive account in the form of 50 episodes. But again, this is just a summary, inshallah, with the intention of encompassing the main chapters within the journey.
قال تعالى في سورة الزمر ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله وقد بيناه ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون. إنها النفخة الثانية. كيف هي؟
So we have looked at Surah Az-Zumar where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the first blow brought everything to an end, brought all creation to its end. And then the second blow, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. The second blow, when it happens, all the creation will be resurrected again, and they will be given the ability to see, to perceive again.
يحيي الله عز وجل إسرافيل.
إسرافيل would be resurrected.
ويلقمه الصور.
And will be given the trumpet.
والصور آلة عظيمة كالبوق في الدنيا.
And this too is like the trumpet of this dunya, but it's much, much larger and much greater.
لكن دائرة من دوائره أعظم مما بين السماء والأرض.
One of its, if you look at its radius, is greater than what's in the heavens and the earth.
فيقبض الله عز وجل جميع الأرواح بيده فيضعها في الصور.
So the diameter, rather, the diameter of the sur is greater than everything in the heavens and the earth. And all the living beings that have been brought to their end, their souls would be able to fit within this radius or this diameter that we're talking about.
ثم يأمر الله إسرافيل أن نفخ بالصور لنفخة البعث أو القيام لله رب العالمين.
Then the second blow would be given upon the command of of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Israfil, which would bring the existence back into being.
فتتناثر الأرواح بين السماء والأرض.
You will see quickly the souls moving, fluctuating between the earth and the heavens.
فيقول الله جل وعلا وعزتي وجلالي لتعودن كل روح إلى جسد صاحبها.
Allah, the Almighty, will declare, by my grace and my honor, I will allow every soul to return and to be placed back into its original body.
فتدخل الروح في الأجساد أو تدخل الأرواح في الأجساد من الخياشيم فتسري فيها سريان السم في اللذيذ أو سريان الماء في العود الأخضر.
And the soul will be then placed, every soul will be placed back into its original being through the nasal cavity, and it will diffuse quickly into the body the way the water would diffuse into green solution.
فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ.
And you will find that all of the beings will be made to stand looking out.
وأول من تنشق عنه الأرض هو نبينا محمد.
And as for the first being, صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the earth will open up as he's brought back alive, will be the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إنه البعث. الحجر البطارية. تفضل وأنت.
أنا جيب ما كتاب.
إنه البعث بعد الموت.
It is resurrection after death.
والحشر.
And the gathering. It is the resurrection and the gathering.
والنشر.
And the spreading out.
حيث يحشر الناس حفاة.
As the people will be resurrected, their feet.
عراة.
Unclothed.
غرلا أي غير مختونين.
Uncircumcised.
تقول عائشة يا رسول الله.
عائشة said, O messenger of Allah.
حفاة عراة.
Are they going to be barefoot and unclothed?
الرجال والنساء.
Men and women.
ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض.
Wouldn't they look at each other?
قال يا عائشة الأمر أشد من ذلك.
He said, O Aisha, the situation is more than that. It's much more overwhelming than that.
لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ.
People on that day would be overwhelmed by their own realities, their own situations. Everybody will be focused on their own selves, their own circumstances.
فَيَقِفُ النَّاسُ وَالْخَلَائِقُ جَمِيعًا حَتَّى مَعَهُمُ الْحَيَوَانَاتِ.
Every creation, every human being, even the animals will stand.
في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة.
On a day that is equivalent to 50,000 years.
تدنو الشمس من رؤوس الخلائق.
The sun will be very, very much near, drawn near to the heads of the creation.
يلج الناس في عرقهم.
The people will be swimming in or overwhelmed in their sweats.
كل منهم عرقه على قدر عمله.
Every one of them, their sweat is in accordance or in proportion to their deeds.
من يصل عرقه إلى كعبيه.
Some of them, their sweat would reach their knees.
أو ساقيه.
Some of them, their sweat would reach their ankles or their feet or their legs.
أو ركبتيه.
Or their knees.
أو فخذيه.
Or their thighs.
أو حقويه.
Or their hips.
أو سرته.
Or their navel.
أو صدره.
Or their chest.
ومن يلجمه العرق إلجاما.
Or some would be submerged completely.
ومن يعوم في العرق عوما.
And those that would be swimming in their sweat.
في الوقت.
At the time.
الذي فيه أناس أظلهم الله بظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله.
At the same time, there will be those that will be shaded on the day that there is no shade.
أشهرهم سبعة أصناف.
The most famous amongst them, the most notable among them, are 7 categories.
إمام عادل.
A just leader.
وليس عادل إمام.
And not عادل إمام. Imam Ali means just leader, but Ali Imam means leader just.
وشاب نشا في طاعة الله.
By the way, Ali Imam is a famous Egyptian actor just for their own sake. Now they love him. I'm just making it. It's been a long night.
وشاب نشا في طاعة الله.
And a young man or woman who grew up worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد.
And a person whose heart is attached to the masjid.
ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمعا عليه وتفرقا عليه.
And two people that loved each other for the sake of Allah, they came together for the love of Allah, and they departed if they had to for the love and upon the love of Allah.
ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله.
And a man who was seduced or called onto by a woman of power and prestige and a share of beauty who called him to commit wrong, but he says, I fear Allah.
ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه.
And a person who gave or donated for the sake of Allah and kept it hidden and subtle to a point where the left hand was not aware of what the right hand gave.
ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه.
And a person who remembered Allah in privacy alone to a point where his eyes began to meet.
يطول الوقوف بالناس.
It would be a long time to stand.
يشتد بهم الكرب.
The stress would be overwhelming.
حتى يتمنى من يتمنى منهم أن يذهب من هذا الموقف ولو إلى النار.
To a point where some of them would want it to end, even if it ends in hellfire.
فيؤتى بجهنم.
Jahannam, hell would be brought near.
لها سبعون ألف زمام.
It would have 70,000 entrances, 70,000 units.
مع كل زمام سبعون ألف ملك يجرونها.
With every anchor, with every 70,000 anchor, there will be 70,000 angels pulling it.
ثم يخرج منها عنق.
Then there will be a bottleneck that will erupt.
له ثلاثة رؤوس.
It will have three heads.
يتكلم بلسان فصيح.
Speaking in an eloquent, legible tongue.
يقول إني وكلت بثلاثة.
It will say, I have been made to represent or to say or to do three things.
بكل جبار عنيد.
I have been made to be responsible for three categories. Number one, every arrogant transgressor.
وَبِمَنْ أَشْرَكَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ.
And every being that committed with Allah or associated with Allah another deity.
وَبِمَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِيَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ.
And whoever does not believe in the day of accountability.
جَاءَ فِي رِوَايَةٍ وَبِالْمُصَوِّرِينَ.
And also in another narration, those who made images out of God or turned God into imagery.
أي الذين يضاهون بما يصنعون من تماثيل وتقنية وذكاء اصطناعي خلق الله.
And the Shaykh interprets here the مصورين as those who use technology and even AI to basically deform or to change or reinvent the creation of Allah or associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala someone else.
فيقول الناس بعضهم لبعض.
The people would say one to the other.
ألا ترون ما أنتم فيه.
Do you not see what you're in, what you're experiencing?
ألا ترون ما قد بلغكم.
Do you not see what has reached you, what happened to you?
ألا تستشفعون إلى ربكم.
Do you not ask or beg or plead to your Lord?
فينطلقون إلى الأنبياء بادئين بآدم عليه السلام.
So they would run to the prophets, beginning with the prophet Adam, peace and blessings be upon him.
يقولون يا آدم.
They say, O Adam.
أنت أبو البشر.
You are the father of humanity.
خلقك الله بيده.
Allah created you with His own hand.
ونفخ فيك من روحه.
and he has breathed onto you the soul.
وعلمك الأسماء كلها.
And he taught you all the names.
وأسجد لك الملائكة.
And he asked the angels to prostrate to you.
وأسكنك جنة.
And he has allowed you to reside in the heaven.
ألا ترى ما نحن فيه؟
Do you not see what we're experiencing?
ألا ترى ما قد بلغنا؟
Do you not see what has happened to us?
ألا تستشفع لنا عند ربك؟
Can you plead to your Lord on our behalf?
فيقول إن ربي غضب اليوم غضبا لم يغضب قبله مثله.
Adam will say today, Allah is angered in a way that has not been angered before.
ولن يغضب بعده مثله.
And will never be angered in the same way ever again.
نفسي نفسي.
My being, my being, myself, myself.
اذهبوا إلى غيري.
Go to somebody else.
فيأتون نوحا فيعتذر.
So they come to Noah and Noah apologizes.
ويقول ما قال آدم.
And he says similar to what Adam has said.
ثم يأتون إبراهيم فيعتذر.
They come to Ibrahim and Ibrahim also excuses himself.
ثم يأتون موسى فيعتذر.
And they come to Musa and Musa excuses himself.
ثم يأتون عيسى فيعتذر.
And they come to Jesus and Isa does the same.
ثم يأتون محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And they come to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him.
قائلين يا محمد.
Saying, O Muhammad.
عبد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر.
You are a servant that Allah has forgiven everything that happened in the past and in the future.
ألا ترى ما نحن فيه؟
Do you not see what we're experiencing?
ألا تشفع لنا عند ربك؟
Can you intercede for us in the sight of your Lord?
فيقول صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا لها أنا لها.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "This is mine. This is mine."
ثم ينطلق ليسجد تحت العرش.
Then he goes and he prostrates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the arsh.
فيلهمه ربه بكلمات وبمحامد يقولها.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires him with words and forms of praise that he says.
لم يفتح عليه قبل بمثلها.
No human being has said similar words before.
ثم ينادى.
Then he will be said, he will be told.
يا محمد.
O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ارفع رأسك.
Raise your head.
وسل تعطى.
And ask and you shall be given.
واشفع تشفع.
And intercede and your intercession shall be accepted.
قل وأنا أسمع.
Say and I shall hear.
فيسأل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربه الشفاعة العظمى العظمى التي وعده إياها عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا.
So he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that which he's been promised in Surah Al-Isra, عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Perhaps Allah will allow you to be raised to that position that is praiseworthy. So he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the great intercession.
فَيُقَالُ لِلنَّاسِ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ آتٍ لِفَصْلِ الْقَضَاءِ بَيْنَكُمْ.
And then it will be told to people that Allah will now be decreeing or judging between you.
فَإِذَا بِمَلَائِكَةِ السَّمَاءِ تَتَنَزَّلُ صُفُوفًا صُفُوفًا سَمَاءً سَمَاءً.
That the angels in the various levels of the heavens will begin to descend and collect and gather one layer after the other.
حَتَّى تَتَنَزَّلَ مَلَائِكَةُ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَةِ.
Until the angels of the seventh layer would be present.
في كوكبة عظيمة لم ير مثلها.
In a gathering that is tremendous, never to be seen or never seen before.
وفيها رب العزة جل وعلا.
In the presence of the Lord Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وهو قوله جل وعلا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا.
As we hear in Surah Al-Haqqah, and your Lord is present, and so are the angels, one level, one layer, one row after another.
فيأذن الله عز وجل بفصل القضاء بين الخلائق عدا الثقلين الإنس والجن.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the creation then to be brought to account. All the creation is able to be given that opportunity for justice except the two categories, the jinn and the human.
يَقْتَصُ لِلْمَظْلُومِ مِنَ الظَّالِمِ.
The person that is oppressed will be given the chance to give or take the right back from the person that commits oppression.
حَتَّى يَقْتَصَ لِلشَّاتِ الْجَلْحَاءِ مِنَ الشَّاتِ الْقَرْنَاءِ.
Until the goat that has no horns will be then given the opportunity to get its right back from the goat that had horns, meaning the animal that hit it or struck it.
فإذا تحقق العدل بينها قال الله لها كوني ترابا فتكون ترابا.
When there is justice achieved between all of the created beings, the animals and every other being, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command all of these beings to be turned and converted into dust.
وهو قوله تعالى يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا.
As we hear in the Surah Al-Naba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. And then a non-believer will say, oh, how I wish I was thus, I was just earth.
ثُمَّ يَبْدَأُ فَصْلُ الْقَضَاءِ بَيْنَ الْثَقَلَيْنِ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِ.
Then the restorative justice will happen between the human beings and the jinn.
وأول ما يقضى فيه من حقوق العباد الدماء.
And then the first form of justice will be related to blood, murder.
وأول ما يقضى فيه من حقوق الله الصلاة.
So the first thing that is between humans is blood and murder, and the first thing between you and Allah will be the prayer.
ثم وقفة قبل نصب الموازين ونشر الدواوين.
Then there will be a position, a standing between or before the balance is set and before the scrolls are published and made public.
يسجد النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سجدة ثانية تحت العرش.
In this time, the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم prostrates one more time under or near the arsh.
فينادى يا محمد ارفع رأسك وسل تعطى واشفع تشفع.
And you will be called and you will be told, O Muhammad, raise your head and ask, you shall be given and intercede, your intercession shall be answered.
فيقول يا رب أمتي أمتي.
He will then say, O my Lord, my Ummah, my Ummah.
فيقال له يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He will be then told, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم,
أدخل من لا حساب عليهم من أمتك الجنة من بابها الأيمن وهم شركاء الناس في بقية الأبواب.
You can now lead those who don't have an account from the door on the furthest right, and they're also able to enter from any door as they please.
فيدخل 70,000.
70,000 will enter.
مع كل واحد 70,000.
With every one of them 70,000 accompanying them.
ثم ثلاث حسيات من حسيات الرحمن لا يعلم عددها إلا الله.
And three groups or collections as a manifestation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none shall know its total account or total population except Allah.
ثم الحساب وما أدراك ما الحساب.
Then the audit, and oh, will you ever know what the audit is like?
عرض على الله.
It's one form of being made to present or being presented in front of Allah.
أخذ صحف.
Receiving your scrolls.
وميزان أعمال.
And the weighing of deeds and actions.
شرب من الحوض أو منع منه.
Drinking from the hawd or being prevented from it.
قنطرة لرد المظالم.
A place where the justice will be served and the wrongs will be undone and right will be returned.
مرور على الصراط.
Passing over the صراط.
أحد من السيف.
And the sirat will be more sharper than a sword.
أرق من الشعرة.
More more fine than a piece of hair, than a grain of hair.
مد على متن جهنم.
It is extended over the course of Jahannam.
وإن منكم إلا واردها كان على ربك حتما مقضيا ثم ننجي الذين اتقوا ونذر الظالمين فيها جثيا.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, every one of you shall cross over Jahannam. Those that are good, that are righteous, will be able to cross safely, and those that are wrong shall reside and fall therein.
ثم قنطرة بعد الصراط لتصفية النفوس.
Then a phase after crossing the Sirat, where, or a stop after crossing the Sirat, where justice is restored between humans and allowing us to regain our peace, inner peace.
وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ.
Whatever wrong was in our hearts towards any other human being will be extracted, as Allah mentioned in the Quran.
نهاية المطاف.
The final wave, the final episode.
فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير.
A group in Jannah and a group in the flame.
اللهم اجعلنا من فريق الجنة.
So Allah make us from the group of Jannah.
ولا تجعلنا من فريق السعير.
And don't make us from the group of
Jannah. اجعلنا من فريق الجنة ولا تجعلنا من فريق السعير.
And that was to be from the group of Jannah and not the group of the flame.
اجعلنا من فريق الجنة ولا تجعلنا من فريق السعير.
And that was to be from the group of Jannah and not the group of السعير.
إخواني أخواتي.
My sisters and my brothers.
تحدثت بالقدر المتاح أو ربما زدت على المتاح.
I have spoken to you today based on the time allotted to me and a little bit more perhaps, but no, that's not.
كل ما ذكر كان مختصرا.
Everything that was mentioned is summative.
لكن الجزء الأخير من المحاضرة اختصار مخل.
And then the final part of the lecture is an insufficient summary.
لعلي أوفق إن شاء الله. فيما تبقى لي من هذه الزيارة في يومي الأحد والاثنين.
Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me the opportunity in the time that I still have Sunday and Monday.
غدا الأحد إن شاء الله في مسجد الدار.
Tomorrow Sunday إن شاء الله in Dar Masjid, Dar Foundation.
والاثنين لم نعرف مسجده بعد.
And Monday we don't know which masjid yet.
فأكمل الحديث إن شاء الله عن الدار الآخرة.
إن شاء الله we'll continue to speak about the hereafter.
جعلني الله وإياكم ممن تحسن خاتمتهم ويرزقون الإخلاص في أعمالهم والقبول من الله عز وجل ربهم. ونسأل الله أن يجعلها نفحة من نفحاته يذكرنا بها. عسانا أن نفيق من غفلتنا وأن نرجع إلى ربنا وأن ننتبه أن الدنيا ليست كل شيء وأن نحذر الفتن سيما في هذه البلاد. نسأل الله صلاح البلاد والعباد إلى يوم المعاد. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to enter Jannah without an account, to allow us to be from those who are sincere in their actions and their deeds. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow this brief reminder that we listened to today to be a reason for us to remember, to revive, and to turn away from the heedlessness. Maybe inshaAllah it's the reason that we're gathered is good, and it's the reason that we're protected from the tribulations of this world. The Shaykh thanks you for your time and for your attention. And he says and wishes you peace and blessings upon you and your family. And of course, it's from our adab also. We have the adab of the Shaykh. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi barik lahu bi ahlihi wa bi malihi wa fi waladihi wa yarzuqhu al-ikhlas ayna ma kan wa yaj'alhu min ahli al-iman wa min ahli al-ihsan wa min ahli al-Qur'an wa yanfa' bihi ayna ma halal ya rabbal alamin wa yaj'alhu muttaqina imaman fil khayrat ya rabbal alamin.
نزيد الطير مبورين في شيطانا أحمد مقصي وني فاملي في بيبارك الحمد للعالمين عبد السيد والعالمين جزاكم الله خير جاسي كي قونا حوضوا وفتريت في قران